I'm Professor Roz Shaffrin, and I'm the co-director of the Charlie Waller Institute of Evidence-Based Psychological Treatment at the University of Reading. The Institute has just won a new contract forming a collaborative with Oxford NHS Foundation Trust to transform children and adolescent mental health services.
Can you tell us what role the Charlie Waller Institute will play in this new collaboration?
Yes, we are one of three higher education institutes that have been selected to provide training for people working in children and adolescent mental health services who want specific expertise in delivering evidence-based psychological therapies. And specifically, that's going to be training practitioners to use cognitive behaviour therapy for anxiety and depression, or alternatively to implement a parenting programme for children with conduct disorders. In addition, there's an aspect of training service managers and leadership and providing supervision training for the supervisors so that all aspects of the child and adolescent mental health services will be transformed by the end of the programme.
You've touched on some of the disorders that children and young people suffer from, but what are the other types of disorders you'll be treating?
Well, the services treat all sorts of mental health problems already, and what we're doing is we're providing training to treat the most common forms better. So to treat the depression and anxiety, the whole range of anxiety problems like panic disorder, post-traumatic stress disorder, social anxiety, separation anxiety, using cognitive behavioural treatments to treat those problems, and in addition to use parenting programmes to help with the conduct disorder that's very common in children.
How many children in the UK suffer from mental health problems?
About 1 in 10 children and young people under the age of 15 do suffer from a diagnosable mental health problem, and that's around 1 in 3 in every class.
And why is the therapy so successful? What is it about it that brings success?
That's a very good question. I think part of it is it's focusing not on the causes of the problem. It's not about blaming parents. It's focusing on what's keeping the problem going. Because if you can work out what's keeping the problem going and you can make some changes there, then the problem will improve. So it's short term, it's focused, and it does have proven results from research.
The Charlie Waller Institute has been training therapists since 2008 to work with adults. Is the treatment different for adults?
Yes, it is different. There are certain treatments that have been shown to work and are recommended by the National Institute of Health and Clinical Excellence. And although some of them might have the label cognitive behaviour therapy, actually what you do would be very different. So, for example, for some of the treatment for children with anxiety, it would be in a group format. That's the type of treatment, whereas for adults it would be individual. So there are some differences like that. And equally, for the adult programme, that doesn't have anything like parenting and it doesn't address conduct disorder in the way that the child programme is going to do.
How many different therapists have you trained to date?
I've lost count of the different number of therapists, and it depends on the extent of the training. So the training we provide can be very brief. It can be one day, and we've trained thousands of people in sort of coming along to hear the world experts for a day. But actually being able to implement that in a practice and change practice requires quite a lot of supervision and intensive treatment and supervision. So for that, probably we're looking at more in the sort of couple of hundreds as part of the adult programme and other courses that we run.